Welcome to Natural Pet Radio, the naturally good source for natural information for pet parents and pets. I'm your host, Robert Semro. I am joined by co-host Heidi Nevila on this edition of Natural Pet Radio. And Heidi, I got to tell you, you and I, we attend a lot of different events and we talk about a lot of different things. I am constantly bombarded with the question of how important are herbs in the process of immunity, balancing immunity, helping immunity? And my response is always extremely critical. Share your response and then why you have that feeling.
Okay, sure. There's two responses. First, they have nutritional value for your dog or cat. And then secondly, in terms of immunity, they have natural plant chemicals that are, they're engineered to either boost, balance, or support immunity. So I look at them as vital for our animal wellness.
Yeah, and they're naturally engineered, not synthetically engineered. This has come from nature. And I think the important thing, too, is, look, immunity is the gatekeeper for disease prevention, not only in our pets, but in us as well. So when that's not functioning at its highest level, that's what leads to opportunities for disease to occur.
Yeah, and it's equally problematic whether your pet or you have an underperforming or an overperforming immune system. So that's where herbs are, especially adaptogen herbs, are really ideal, because ultimately the goal is to balance immunity. And either way, if you don't have that, in the absence of that, you are opening, like you said, the gate for disease to present.
It can't be overstated. Balance is critical. But how do we go about achieving balance? I can't look at Sugar and Zoe and just say, Sugar, you look like you're balanced, and Zoe, God love you, you're not balanced. I'm sorry. How do we do that? And as we recognize those things, how do we then work towards that balance to build up the immunity, which is so critical?
Okay, so I'm pretty sure we can argue that our pets, no matter what we're feeding, are struggling to achieve balance. This is like we are as pet parents.
Zoe certainly sure is.
So, you know, immunity, as we know, it resides in the gut. So food is the number one thing that's going to impact immunity. And no matter how we're feeding that, whether we're feeding raw or home-cooked, still have to add something into the diet, because it's not the same as wild, and especially for feeding, you know, dry kibble. How you work toward balance is, I personally think you have to supplement your pet's diet. You're having, even if you're feeding raw or home cooked, you're having to feed in, or add in minerals, vitamins, oils, usually. Same applies if you're feeding dry kibble. So, you know, probably we're starting at a place of imbalance anyway. But if you see disease, if your dog or cat's been diagnosed, or they just seem to languish, probably a good indication that something's awry, and it might be time to look at an immune balancing herb like cat's claw.
Sure. And I know some of the listeners out there are saying, well, you know, look, you guys both are big on the supplements. Heidi, you own a supplement company, but it's not that drives the message that we're sharing when it comes to this. It really is. I mean, look at this. We talk about mimicking. And you and I see a lot of this going on right now. And the buzzword this year, it certainly seems to be natural, natural, natural. In years past, right, it was, you know, human grade, human grade, human. Well, natural, as we've talked about, means something so different. But I like that you just pointed out this, even raw has issues in terms of being able to get the nutrients that you need. In the wild, the things that are carnivorous pets would be eating, well, those things have been eating off the natural land as well. They haven't been beefed up and pumped up with all these chemicals that get put
right
into that.
Yeah.
And you know what? The other thing, too, is they get the entirety of that meal, not just what folks don't want to buy at a store. So I think it's important, because I can already see some of you typing away at me going, well, Rob, it's a little self-serving. No, it's not, folks. Do the research, and I'm sure many of you have. And I think even the companies themselves are acknowledging it. In the ads that we see them putting natural vegetables and fruits and meats and touting that. And they're doing that not just to be self-serving, but because we know that that's what's important. So if we know we're not getting that, that's when we do have to turn to alternatives. And Heidi, I like that you mentioned there's macronutrients, there's micronutrients, there's oils that we need.
Right.
There's a whole slew of those. And much like kibble, sometimes convenience wins out. So this
right,
is
exactly.
another convenient way to do it. I want to talk about herb functions do more than just support immune balance. I know we started off the conversation by talking about that. What are some of the other things that they'll do that our systems really benefit from?
Well, and also, you know, when we're talking about food, no matter what you're feeding, there are essential things that we have to add in no matter what. And those are known as primary metabolites. Sounds really complicated, but they're basically vitamins, minerals, oils, things we discussed earlier. But where immune-boosting herbs or balancing herbs are good is they have secondary metabolites, and that's something you can't really synthesize well into food, and this is where it becomes different. This is where it changes the food structure for your animal's body and how they use it. So secondary metabolites that are part of plants, they bolster the animal's defense system, which it's a complement to immunity. So in other words, like plants can be antibiotic, antifungal, antibacterial, antimicrobial, and antiviral in nature. And they can do other things like cleanse the blood, like you're talking about, those
right.
functions that, you know, they limit inflammation, they support digestion, they're adaptogenic. So they do a lot of other things. Most plants have, more than 200 natural plant chemicals to them. So there's a variety of support they can give to the animal body.
The bottom line is a healthy system. If your system is healthy, when it does get a little off balance, it's able to get back into balance so much quicker as well, and to heal itself from other injuries and other things that are attacking the system. And there's a lot that we're fighting.
And that's what's nice about, so you've got an immune balancer, let's say, right? These secondary metabolites, that's where they come in, and they really support the whole body. Because now you're talking about infection defense. And you're talking, let's say, one animal who is the same age, breed, and weight, contracts the disease and another doesn't. It has to do with immunity, but it also might have to do with diet, and that's where these secondary metabolites really come into importance. And in terms of, like, you're looking at all the problems our pets face, and you want to give them the best defense system, and that's where herbs are really, really good.
Not to be undersold is the question that I just got here, which is, how do I know what my pets really need from specific herbs? But there's a thing called plant intelligence. And that goes into effect. Each body is different. We know that. We acknowledge that. And the great part about this is that the plants and the herbs from those plants, they know that. Let's talk about that for a second.
It's like, that's something that science can't replicate, can't synthesize. Like you said, plant intelligence. So herbs go into the body. And even, for a pet carriage, if you're hearing, it's 200 plant chemicals, it sounds like it could be pretty destructive. Whether it's a single or a multi-bone plant, when it goes into the body can identify nutritionally where it's needed, because each plant has a different action, and it'll take what it needs, and the rest basically gets whisked out of the body. That's why you want to limit, how many plants you put in. You're looking really for a plant that covers a variety of functions, and then what's needed is addressed, what's not, it's just it's taken away.
Right. It's expelled out the body. So, important things here. We're running out of time. But again, folks, what we really hope you're getting from this natural pathway discussion is there are things that you can be doing that are convenient as well. I'm not going to go and gather 200 plants. I love Sugar and Zoe. I really do. But you know what? I'm not going to go out there and do all that research. Fortunately, there are so many great things out there that we've already identified. And I know, Heidi, you and your team continue to identify new things and new ways to use these. But the convenience is there for us, folks. And let's start to take a look. One of the common questions I get is, what more can I be doing? get informed, listen to shows like this, share the word, spread the word. You know, it's so interesting to me. It's one of the ways that I came around to herbal supplements.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it again.
I
gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
But I want to do the best that I can. And learning these things certainly makes it much easier for me to do. Heidi, I want to say thank you for joining us. It's good discussion. Again, folks, we will be back soon with more wonderful natural talk here on Natural Pet Radio, a naturally great source for natural pet information for pet parents and pets alike.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Can help you optimize your pet's health with premium organic supplements from the Amazon and Andes Mountains. These supplements can help reduce and prevent chronic disease in dogs and cats. Visit NaturaPets.com to learn more about these nutraceutical-grade pet supplements.
Are you a pet parent looking for a book that can teach you about dog nutrition, training, or other dog essentials? If so, look to Dogwise Publishing. Since 2001, they've been committed to publishing books by dog experts that improve upon the information available, emphasize humane training methods, share cutting-edge science, and proven solutions to make living with a dog more fun and enjoyable. Visit DogWisePublishing.com for more information on their extensive expert dog book releases and diverse dog book offerings. Again, that's DogWisePublishing.com.
SlimDoggy.com is the place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the Slim Doggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.